Hey, this is Nicholas Brendan. I play Xander on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And you're listening to Potential Cast.
All right, this is Illyrian Terry for Buffy 512 Checkpoint. Everybody, it's Illyrio. Hope you're all well. Happy Father's Day. That might be when we release this. Or happy Father's Day next week. Happy Father's Day in a couple weeks. Happy Parent of an Undetermined Gender Day. I hope you're having a really good one. And I'm here to talk over, hopefully more than the last time. I don't know. If you've heard my Illyrian Terrors, I tend to pick episodes that might kind of leave me a little gobsmacked, so if you're just watching along and you want to hear me kind of breathe, this is the episode for you. Checkpoint. All I know about this is that Gabby said that I should watch it. And I asked her if I should pick an episode to do an Illyrian Terry for. This is when she told me she had watched Triangle, and this one she said, yeah, definitely this one. And we all know how Gabby felt about Triangle, so she recommended this one. I think she had watched two at that point. Yeah, so I'm about to watch this, and then we're recording tonight for Checkpoint, and the Angel one I haven't watched yet either. So good times. So I have my Netflix machine up and running. It's usually my iPad, but this time it's actually my computer. Let's see here. Why is that not working? Hold on. Technical issues. There we go. And I should get something on the screen. Hit escape. There we go. All right. So, edit. I have my Netflix machine ready. It's paused. I'm going to hit play in 3, 2, 1. Hit play now. Ooh, a previously on. I remember this. Why are they reminding us that Giles isn't in the council anymore? Ooh, Wesley! Mm-hmm. Is there going to be a new Slayer this episode? Oid? This episode? What did Dawn hear? Let's see. Anya, Tara, Willow, Xander's head. Oh, is she going to tell them? Oh, Riley. That was Riley's. What's with that chair? That chair needs a paint job. Ooh. Nice. Current demons, yes. Anya's flip flops, I don't know. Lovely. Remember that time when I was Faith? Oh, let's fill everybody in. Tell them. Oh, eavesdropper. Where's her giant paper cone? You have to tell your friends. And you have to paint that chair. Oh, look. Oh, malaria? Is it malaria? Oh, she'd not had anyone's sanity in a while. She's hungry. Oh, that's new. That's like totally new. Cut to opening credits now. No, not now. Delicious. Who's this guy? Doesn't that guy work at Gringotts? But how will people get their mail? Don't they have a mall? Cut to credits now. Hey, Buffy, the Vampire Slayer. Sarah Michelle Gellar. Nicholas Brendan, friend of the show-ish, kind of, not really. Allison Hannigan. Emma Caulfield. Michelle, doesn't matter, she can't be really on the show. James Marsters! And Anthony Stewart Head as a member of the Juicy Fruits, apparently. No, I know he wasn't in Phantom of the Paradise. Let's move on. Magic Box. Watchers Council. Oh, they're going to laugh at you. condescending asshole. He's not under their purview anymore. Just call the cops. Call the cops. Lovely. Who makes you stand up to ask a question? Wow. In all my years of, you know what, taking it, I feel bad for this vampire right now. Oh, Buffy. If you were more assertive with that professor... Really, Spike? What a jerk. What an asshole. Wow. Not cool, man. Like, dude, you're doing the opposite of what you want to do. Hey, it's that Ben guy who's knows glory some. There we go. Give us the Slayer's address. When does this guy get slain? Project. You can sense it. They have no jurisdiction. What an ass. Well, now. Stress headache. That's an interesting table. The talking to your friends? This place has got to be bugged, right? Or there's someone hiding there listening? Why just guess at a number? It's not factual. Stop slouching, Slayer. Search your feelings. That's awesome. the real review. What a condescending jerk. I hope he doesn't turn out to be, like, super awesomely cool at the end. I don't get with the blindfold, though. It doesn't make any sense. Wow. That was unexpected. It's going to be very cool. This actress looks like she's 15. Yeah, of course she knows she's there. Lovely. This is the perfect time for you to try to assert yourself as an actual important human being, child. Oh, lovely. What are you going to figure out, Don? That's good. Well, now. What's with the headscarves? I guess she still has that missing patch. Oh! That's right. Oh! You've got to be joking. Wow. Come on. You have to say yes. Mm-hmm. Aw. Spike, she trusted you with her family. It's awesome. Even after you were such a total prick. Come on. I actually feel sorry for Dawn. Don't forget hot pies. When she damn well pleases. What's with the outfit? There we go. What the hell? Is there like a Renaissance fair going on or something? I'm probably not a Renaissance fair. No. Very nice. Very nice. So is this like Watchers Council extra test? It's got to be like a Watchers Council extra test, right? I mean, this doesn't make sense any other way. What's with the aluminum curtain rods? What is this? Oh, Jesus. Another one of these. Mm-hmm. Get out of here. How do you conceal that tattoo on your forehead, man? How do you keep that secret? I don't get it. So it wasn't a test from them. This guy better get a beating today. Way to overact that. I'm about to interrupt you. Buffy, you missed. Like, really. I really was hoping she'd say something else. Nice. Is that Jerry Ryan? Oh, no, that's not Jerry Ryan. Ugh, that kind of shit makes me cringe. But let's move along. Ha ha! Awesome. Yay! Executive producer Joss Whedon. And there's the theme. That was cool! I hope you all enjoyed this. I must say, let me just pause this. There we go. Thanks for, bearing to listen. I really enjoyed that. That was pretty good. We'll see how it does after a bit of time away from viewing it. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned to Potential Cast. The next episode to be released will be our Checkpoint episode. So until then, goodbye.
Your morning mood. Off on your way, hit the open road. There is magic at your fingers. For the spirit ever lingers on demanding contact in your happy solitude. Bristle with the energy. Emotional feedback on timeless wavelength, bearing a gift beyond price, almost free. All this machinery making modern music can still be open-hearted. Not so coldly charted, it's really just a question of your honesty. Your honesty. One likes to believe in the freedom of music, but glittering prizes and endless compromises shatter the illusion of integrity. Wavelength, bearing a gift beyond price, almost free. Salesman.